Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 8th of August 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. Well, it's been another wet day here in Littlehampton, which is really annoying because I really wanted to visit the allotment on the way home from work this evening. I've been there yesterday and the day before, of course, and most evenings I do visit the allotment, but when it's wet, it's just not worth it. I'm not going to be able to do anything. And often I'm better off just going home. But, as I said, I didn't get to the allotment today. I did visit my brother-in-law's allotment, or like that, more by mistake. Now, what I did is we arranged to meet up with my brother-in-law this evening, quite late on in the evening, go for a bit of a dog walk. And we're walking around his little village, and we happened to go past his allotment, and he took us in and showed us around his allotment, which is something I always like to do anyway. Love visiting other people's allotments, gives us an idea and inspiration of what we could do. So it was nice. It was very, very nice. And it's nice to see more and more people are taking an interest in allotments and things like that. So it was very encouraging, I've got to say, and it looked like a very lovely plot. So, yeah, although I didn't visit my allotment, I did visit a allotment. Now, moving on from that, I have made a mistake. You may have realised this already. In the newsletter and this month's seed pack, I said that the seed of the month was the onion, Elisa Craig. And obviously, we did the seed of the month on Monday, and it wasn't in there, as I'm sure you have already realised. For the last month, I was convinced that we were going to be doing the Elisa Craig onion. I was completely convinced with it. How it works is Premier Seed sent me the next 3 months' worth, tell me what they want as the seed of a month and work from that. I was so convinced I'd scripted the podcast, I'd recorded the podcast, and even started editing it on Monday night, all with this onions. Well, about 9 o'clock on Monday night, I was going through the editing. I just happened to check the email and I realised it wasn't meant to be the onions. And I had to rush outside and re-record everything. And I realised that that really did screw everything up. I said on Sunday, well, I'm still a bit unwell on Sunday. I said on Sunday that I was going to be talking about it on Monday. But I think the newsletter pretty much covers everything we need to know about how to grow onions. Next month, it is the onions as the seed of a month. So you've got a bit of a heads up on what's going on there anyway. Now, talking of seed sowing, today we have sown our carrots. And carrots for me this year, we've kind of struggled. I've sown quite a few carrots as the months have gone on. And we've had quite a few successes with germination. They've all come up and what have you. But then they get eaten by slugs and snails usually. In fact, I had an entire bed on the allotment that we sowed a couple of months back, a part of the supporters club. They had all germinated. They were growing lovely. And then we got some rain overnight and literally every single carrot seedling had gone. Really, really annoying. So I'm not giving up with carrots. There's still time to sow carrots. And what I find at this time of year, we either want the quick growing carrots or the varieties that are the stumpy, the rounded carrots, which is this variety, which is Paris Market Atlas, a stumpy variety, which makes them perfect for late sowings. And that's what I've done today. I went outside, I made a drill in the ground, basically a line in the ground about half a centimetre deep. I scattered the few seeds down there, quite a few seeds. I backfilled them and then gave them a good watering, and that's it. That's the seeds sown. This is directly in the ground, although you could do it in something like a veggie pod, a raised bed, or containers or anything like that. Some people will say compost is no good for carrots, but I think actually it is fine if it is completely compost. If you're mixing it up with soil and you get pockets of compost and pockets of soil, that is where I think you get forking. But if it's a trug, a container, a pot of compost, absolutely fine, no problems. Now, after watering, we just leave it. We've had rain again today, so there's no problem with that. We'll just leave them till they germinate, which carrots can be quite slow, up to 3 weeks. It does depend. This time of year, I'd expect them to be a little bit quicker, but I wouldn't be surprised if they take up to 3 weeks. Once they germinate, we just wait for them to continue to grow, and then we'll thin them out to try and give one carrot every 5 centimetres, I guess. These are quite thick carrots. Although they're stumpy, they're thick carrots, so we do need to give them a little bit more space than our standard main crop carrots. But once they start pushing themselves out the soil, we know it is time to harvest, and we just pull them out and off we go. As easy as that. Carrots are pretty easy. The hard thing is getting them to germinate. A lot of people had trouble with them germinating. But I find as long as we keep the compost or the soil moist at all times, germination isn't generally a problem. On my clay soil, if we sow directly into the clay soil, what can happen is when we water the clay soil, it sort of solidifies into a solid cap. And that's sometimes why I sow my carrots quite thickly, to try and ensure that we don't get, or to try so that when they all try and germinate, they're all working with each other to break through the soil. And that's sometimes what can be quite good, is to sow things quite thickly and then just thin them out later on. Really, it's quite easy. Everything you need to know, of course, is in the newsletter. And let me know how you get on with your carrots. Now, as it is a Thursday night, I thought I'd share with you what my plans are for the weekend. A bit like, you know, Monty's jobs for the weekend, this is Richard's jobs for the weekend. But I don't like telling people what to do, as I'm sure you're aware by now. I base this on what I'm doing. Now, Saturday, I'm going to go down to the allotment. I've got to collect some manure on the way. But my sort of view at the moment with the allotment, it's been a rubbish year, and everyone is saying this. The year just hasn't worked quite well. So I'm in the frame of mind now that I'm basically getting the allotment prepped for next year. Now, that does seem a little bit crazy because we are only in August, but for me, the season starts in September. It's when we get our garlic in, our onions in. So I'm getting in the frame of mind that we're prepping for next year. So that means I'm going to be clearing away any potatoes in the final bed, clear away any weeds, mulch with compost, so green manures, and lay down cardboard. That's basically what I'm going to be doing on Saturday, just clearing and basically getting it prepped for the coming season. Now, back at home, home's been a little bit more successful. We've got plenty of tomatoes and cucumbers that we're harvesting and are going down very well. I've been thinking a lot about the style of my garden, how I can make it a little bit more aesthetically pleasing. And I've started building another bed. I've just collected the final bits of wood. So I'm going to get that bed built and then move one of my other beds so that we have two, maybe a third bed in the future that are long and thin going along the garden, which I think would look great. I'm going to get rhubarb in one of these and maybe asparagus or something. But it's all about making it just look a little bit more better. Peas are coming to the end, so we're going to start clearing out the peas, and that bed is going to be used for growing garlic. So garlic and onions. So we're going to start prepping that ready for getting garlic and onions in. We've got some chard and cabbages that need planting out. They might be a little bit young, we'll see how they go, but chard and things like that are looking good. We might have to sow a load more of those seeds as well, and then sowing a few more seeds and getting our sheds tidy. Actually, I want to dismantle one of my sheds and rebuild another shed at some point, so if we get time, we're going to start tidying up the sheds and start looking at dismantling the sheds. Lots of things going on with the plot here at home, funnily enough. There's a couple of trees I'm hoping to get taken out at some point soon. Got to get an actual tree surgeon in to do one of them, though. So, yeah, all these changes are going to be happening. These are trees that aren't edible, so it doesn't make a huge difference to me. Right, I think that is basically it. Basically, everything is we're getting prepped for the coming season. So a lot of that going on. And hopefully we're going to have a much better season. This season really has dragged. It's been a very, very difficult season. Just because it's been mild winter, a cold summer, wet. It just hasn't worked. Just has been a bit of a difficulty one. But there's always next year. That's the way I look at it anyway. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. I will be back on Sunday with another podcast. On Sunday, what are we sowing on Sunday? Actually, let's have a look. Oh, the cool kohlrabi. Delicious vegetable, actually. Of course, we've got the live stream on Sunday on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, where we're going to be, what are we doing? It's, how do you go about making enough compost for yourself? Right, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.